Pet Kills Delta November 2, Mike Kravick Tango, calling Oscar Romeo 4, International Space Station. Do you copy? Over.
Delta November 2, Mike Kravick Tango. This is Oscar Romeo 4, India, Sierra. Read you loud and clear, over.
Hello Paolo, hear you loud and clear too. Greetings from Munich to the International Space Station. Here are the questions for you.
In the space station, do you dream of Earth or space? Over.
Well, actually, I'm not sure what I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming about all the usual things, strange dreams sometimes, normal dreams, but nothing different from Earth. From when I am on Earth, and I actually sleep very well, over.
Daniel, what will be the first things you will do when you return to Earth? Over.
Well, I feel I will smell the earth, the smell of the wind, feel the wind, and probably eat something fresh, because I haven't eaten something fresh for a long time, over.
Tim, what do you do when you are homesick? Over.
Well, Tim, I don't get that much homesick. I'm used to years and years of training to be away from my friends and family. I have a wife or a daughter, so I don't really get homesick much, but I call them often, over.
Daniel, передайте, пожалуйста, привет вашим коллегам Александру, Олегу и Дмитрию. Как вы сотрудничаете?
And Daniel, everything is going fine here. Alexander and Oleg returned to Earth a couple of days ago, but Dmitry is right here and is waving. So everything is going fine. You're good, working really well. Over.
Sibylline, what's your favorite thing to eat on the ISS? Over.
Sibylline, there are a lot of food here that I really like. But overall, I really like to eat nuts and fruits. Over.
Dominic, are you scared of the return flight or daily life on Earth? Over.
Well, Dominic, I'm not sure if you're talking about the re-entry flight with the capsule, which is it's a really big re-entry. I'm not really scared. I'm actually looking forward to it and experience this wild ride. And everyday life, I think everybody has everyday days. It's just on us to make them special. Over.
Nina, do you think that the increasing commercialization of space travel brings a positive or negative effect to women? And if you could choose who could come as a tourist to the ISS during your mission, who would you choose? Over.
Well, I think the commercialization of space travel is very positive, I think, and I'm looking forward to for the possibility to everybody to come in space and not to professional astronauts. And there are many people that I would like to be here during my mission as a tourist, my family, my friends, but also people that are able to describe the Earth in a better way than I'm able to, over.
Raphael, can you have a private life, over?
Well, here at the station, you know, we work together and live together. You can have some privacy, but in general, it's more a common life, and this is fine, over.
Natalie, are there ever problems due to the long time spent working with the same people and staying in such a small and tight space? Over.
Well, Natalie, we of course, obviously, every day there are little misunderstandings and things like this, but we train long enough, and we know each other long enough, and we know what are the positives and negatives, and we really do everything we can to get along, and so far we've been very successful. Over.
Listen, is it quite a lot of space? Over.
But the outside is vacuum, so it's very quiet. Inside the space station is alive with fans and noise, little motors, air has to circulate all the time. So there are little noises here and there. But I find it very peaceful, no cars, no trains, no big noises. Over.
Asilo, if you were separated from the station during an EVA, what would you do? Over.
Well, what time you left? The pig will probably scream. Okay. And after a few seconds, I will deploy. We have a little jetpack, very little, but we can deploy it, and with it we can go back to the station. You need to be really careful because that's not. It works, but you need to be careful with it. Over.
What do you do when you're ill? I've heard that astronauts don't have any beds that they just sleep over.
Well, if we get ill, some of us are trained as a kind of a medical officers for a first emergency. But if you're really, really, really seriously ill, we will jump into the capsule and come back to Earth in a few hours. If you have a normal ill, you just need to rest. It's okay. You just sleep in a sleeping bag, which is tied down to the wall. Over.
Alina, what do you have to learn when you
learn
to fly the shuttle? Do you have to do homework?
Oh, yes, Alina, there's many, many years of training. It took me 9 years before flying my first spacecraft. And it looked to me, I was still back in school every single day, doing homework and studying and doing all these things. But I had fun, and the important thing is that you take it as fun for it.
Is it warm or cold in the space station? And if it's warm, do you get sweaty in your space suit? Over.
And Marco, in the space station, the temperature is about between, let's say, 19 to 24 degrees, and it's very comfortable. Some people stay in shorts. I have long pants, and it's very nice. Of course, when you are inside the space suit, then there is no air circulation, and there it gets pretty warm. But we have some kind of undergarment where some cool water is passed by and cool us down. If you get sweaty, it's okay. After a while, you take your clothes off when you get out and let them dry. Over.
Mateos, has the ISS been hit by space debris? Over.
Mateos, yes, there is a lot of debris up in space, mostly very small, but they have a lot of kinetic energy, so we have a debris shield around the station trying to keep them away. And yes, the station has been hit by little things, big things, so we actually see them from radars on the ground, and we move the station in order to avoid them. So far, so good. Over.
Darius, how was the liftoff for you? How do you feel? Over.
Darius, liftoff at the Soyuz spacecraft was very, very interesting. I mean, it's a big carnival ride, and you get squished on the spacecraft and you try to look at all the parameters, make sure that everything was okay. I felt very good, and when I arrived in the space, I felt even better. It was really nice to finally feel again in COG. Over.
Jacob, are there often arguments?
Over. Jacob, arguments, no. We discuss, we talk, and we don't let things boil. We just, as soon as there is a little misunderstanding, or as soon as there is somebody has some kind of feeling, we just talk and clarify them. And this works very well, and I encourage you to do that too. Over.
How often can you communicate with your family? Over.
Well, we do have every week or every 2 weeks we have a video conference, 10 minutes, 15 minutes of video conference with our family. But we also have a phone here, an IP phone that we can use to call. And I call often friends and families just to surprise them or to talk to them. Over.
Kovinia, what would you do if you lose contact with Earth? Over.
This space station has a lot of redundancy in tasks for communications, and it's really difficult, I think, that we really lose contact with the Earth. It actually happened a couple months ago when 6 hours we lost contact. But we have proceeded for many days that it happened that the
still here. Thank you, Paolo, for the contacts, and all students, wish you a good time. Over.